This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation. It is a great day when we're going into a weekend and over the weekend, the remaining crucial races, other than the runoff that is going to be taking place in the Peach State over in Georgia on December 6th, we should have resolution for all of that so that we don't go through this situation. And I hope we can change that in our country, changing election week or election month, it might be, changing that back to the idea of election day. 1-800-955-1776 is a phone number on the Michael Medved Show. There is a piece that appeared by the Associated Press. It's by Gary Fels and Nuha Dholi. And the top of the piece is a provocative headline. It says, "Future of Democracy on Voters' Minds." And it points out that there were Republicans who, despite the disappointments of the red wave not actually crashing onto the shore, but maybe just dribbling onto the shore, there were Republicans who did spectacularly well in this election. And part of what that reflected was people who, first of all, did not embrace the narrative of a stolen election. The Republicans who were most successful were people who stayed away from that and did not try to undermine confidence in democracy. They point to, in this article, as one example, New Hampshire, where the voters reelected the Republican governor Chris Sununu to a fourth term, but they rejected three congressional candidates, including the candidate for Senate, who were either endorsed by Trump or aligned themselves with the former president. Instead, voters sent Democratic incumbents back to Washington. And it really had to do with that stolen election narrative. To evaluate what actually happened and what the voters across the country were saying, nobody better to talk to than Frank Luntz. Dr. Luntz is one of the most honored communication professionals in the world, frankly, and he's worked all over the world. He is the king of focus groups. He basically refined the modern focus group that you see on TV, where you're talking to various talking heads to try to gather the message that people are trying to send when they vote. Frank, did we get a clear message from the United States of America on Tuesday?
Not really, unfortunately. We did get a rejection in one sense, and that was of Donald Trump. And I'm afraid I'm going to alienate some of your listeners now. We did a focus group last night with swing voters. 11 of them had voted for Donald Trump, and only one of them wanted him to run again. And while they really appreciate what he did as president, and they bless his determination, they don't like the game anymore. They don't like the rudeness. They don't like the abusiveness. And I know you're a civil and a respectful and a decent human being. What has now happened is the Trump voters have looked at the former president and they said, "Why are you attacking Ron DeSantis?" In the last few hours, he attacked Glenn Youngkin.
and for being staff. Chinese, which he is not.
I mean, it's just, it's awful. And he's attacking the future of the Republican Party. And the truth is, he's determined to bring the party down. So I emphasize this, and very careful about my words, that they appreciate what he did in turning this country around. But they want him now, go away.
Well, maybe even better than go away, to actually support some of the principles that he's identified with. In other words, to support a stronger America, building up our military. Boy, is that important right now. But to the very best of my knowledge, here you have America facing the tremendous danger, threats of nuclear war, threats of Xi Jinping against Taiwan. And President Trump hasn't talked much about that, has he?
He's only focused on his own grievances. When he spoke, when he was the voice of the people who had been ignored, forgotten, and even betrayed, the hardworking working class, middle class, the people who pay their bills, get up each day, go to work, don't ask for a government check, put their children through school, they themselves probably don't have a college education, but they work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, and they saw in Donald Trump their voice, the person who fights for them. What they now see is someone who's only fighting for himself. And they feel betrayed by him, and they're bitter about it. And those are the people who left. So that's how you have a Republican governor in New Hampshire and the congressmen and senators, all endorsed by Trump, the Republican candidates, all losing. That's why they lost in Pennsylvania. That's why they lost in Arizona.
You're assuming that the votes in Arizona that are going to come in are not going to turn the election around for either Carrie Lake or Blake Masters?
They might. It's possible that Carrie Lake can still win. Blake Masters is not going to win. Carrie Lake, it will be very close. But yes, I'm assuming that Blake Masters loses. And it's very, we've never had an election. This is something that you have to explain to your viewers, your listeners. We've never had an election where it is unpopular president, a belief that the policies of the administration have failed, a belief that the economy is horrible, the day-to-day pain of inflation, the embarrassment of a foreign policy that has failed in every possible way, and yet the voters don't punish Joe Biden. And my belief right now, and I'm going to doing a survey as we speak to either prove it or disprove it, because I believe in data, I believe in science, and I believe in facts, is that Donald Trump was actually more of an issue today, even though he hasn't been president for 2 years. You're the most optimistic person on the radio. You're always hopeful. Every segment begins with greatest day for the greatest country, and I love that. I wish I could share it. I wish I could believe it. But in what I see and what I hear, it's very hard, because we had a president who simply did not see the facts. He's doing the same thing right now, and he's killing. He's trying to kill the best voices in the Republican Party. And all those Trump people out there, understand that the true success of a movement isn't just what you do yourself. It's the legacy that you create for the next generation. Are there people to follow you and to carry the torch? You all know how old Trump is, and he's destroying those people right now as we speak.
Well, again, I'm not sure that his attack on Governor Youngkin, which is just from out of left field, and it may be because Governor Youngkin's lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, who's one of the rising stars of the Republican Party, said yesterday, and we played it on the air, that she could not support Trump in a future campaign. So, again, I think that what you find from Governor Youngkin is he responded far more effectively than President Trump did in this ongoing battle. We'll play that when we come back. We'll also talk to Frank Luntz about what the Republicans can do, what conservatives can do to advance conservative ideas and a conservative philosophy in the months and weeks ahead as we approach another presidential election, but also with a very different looking new Congress that may in fact have at least some increase in the influence and decision-making ability of a Republican caucus. We will be right back with Dr. Frank Luntz on the MedVet Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And on the Michael Medved Medved Show. Just to bring everybody up to date, we're speaking to Dr. Frank Luntz, who is the king of focus groups, has played a crucial role in so many conservative victories, and primarily on conservative victories over the years, and really all around the world, has been featured as a doing focus groups on 60 Minutes, Good Morning America, Frontline, The Daily Show, Real Time with Bill Maher, Meet the Press, Nightline, etc. Frank, let me just bring people up to date quickly and then get a response from you. President Trump on Truth Social said this morning that concerning Governor Glenn Youngkin, the newly elected, very popular governor of Virginia, who campaigned very successfully for Republican candidates around the country, Trump said, "I endorsed him, did a very big Trump rally for him telephonically, got MAGA to vote for him, or he couldn't have come close to winning." And then he went on and said, "Youngkin." Now, that's an interesting take. Sounds Chinese, doesn't it? "In Virginia, couldn't have won without me." The post by Trump comes a day after Youngkin's lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, said she couldn't support Trump if he made a third bid for the Oval Office in 2024. She had said, "A true leader understands when they have become a liability. A true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage." In any event, concerning Trump's attack on Governor Youngkin, this is what Governor Youngkin said in response this morning. This is clip two.
What's your reaction?
First of all, I didn't see it.
We have
and,
it right here.
And I have, to be honest, I've been busy all morning. Listen, you all know me. I do not call people names. I really work hard to bring people together, and that's what we're working on. Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's not the way I roll and not the way I behave. And I think, again, this is a moment for us to come together.
Your reaction, Frank Luntz?
My reaction is that it's pathetic. It's not funny. No one finds it funny. It's rude. And at some point, I always ask a Trump voter, because I don't challenge their belief in his policies, but I ask them, if your children came home and started speaking to you the way Donald Trump speaks to people, would you be proud? If you found out that that's what your child did at school with her or his classmates, would this be something that you would embrace? And of course the answer is no. And it's now grown tired. And he started to try to undermine two of the freshest voices, most successful governors, most courageous governors in the country. So one wonders, has he gone crazy? Because there's no justification for this. And the consequence of this is to start an internal war that the only winner are the progressives. The only winner are the left of the left of the Democrats. And it's embarrassing, quite frankly. It's just, he should be embarrassed. His family, Don Jr., should sit him down and say, "Dad, what the hell are you doing?" But Don Jr. doesn't do that because that's how he talks as well.
And again, he has obviously a lot invested in his father's candidacy. You think that President Trump is going to go ahead and make this big announcement, which is going to be his third race for president? We'll be hearing about that on Tuesday, is it?
I know how many people who work for him in senior positions who told him to delay that announcement, including people who still back him for president. But it's almost universal. It's almost unanimous. Don't do this. You will undercut, once again, the focus in Georgia. You will lead to the Democrats once again winning a runoff there. I was at his event. And Michael, I saw his speech. I got there before he started speaking. I stayed to the very bitter end. He spent more time complaining about the Georgia electoral system more time complaining that he was robbed, that he'd won that race, that the votes don't matter. More time telling Republicans that there's no reason to participate in the election because your vote will be stolen. That's what he did the night before the Senate race, the two Senate races in 2001, and he's about to do it again. And if he has a decent bone in his body, if he actually does care about the country more than himself, he will keep quiet, stay underground, let the runoff take place, and then do whatever he wants to do. He has every right to run for office and every right to run whatever he wants to and say whatever he wants to. But he will, mark my words, cost the Republicans that seat once again, the third time, and the consequences of that are, as we've seen in the last 2 years, are epic. He has to live with that.
And not epic in a good way. If you were advising, and I assume that at least long distance, you are, Governor DeSantis, who just had a huge triumph with the election in Florida, what is the best way for him to take on President Trump if he wants to do that?
Well, I do not, just to clarify the record, I don't advise Governor DeSantis. I've stayed out of electoral politics as I've gotten into analyzing and explaining it to the American people on a number of different news outlets. I've actually enjoyed becoming an analyst, and I'm grateful for being much less partisan at a time when we are just hyper-partisan. But my advice to DeSantis is don't do anything except your job until the end of your legislative session. It starts in March. It ends in May. There's no rush. People know who you are. They appreciate what you've done. He's been incredibly successful in the state. And let Trump foil. Don't respond to him. Don't give him oxygen. Marco Rubio went after him and got beat. Ted Cruz went after him and got beat. Chris Christie never had a chance to go after him. It is, you know, there's a line. And I hope I get it correct. And if I don't, I apologize. But you never want to wrestle with a pig. You get dirty, and the pig likes it. I'm not calling Donald Trump a barnyard animal.
I'm glad you're clarifying that.
Yes.
But, I understand the point that you're making, but what about the very real fear that people have, that if DeSantis focuses on Florida until May, the end of his legislative session, what if Trump has it locked up before then? I'm talking about the Republican nomination. Frank Luntz, I hope to have you back very soon because there is so much to discuss as the Republican Party tries to find a way to regroup, not necessarily rebuild, coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, coverage in the Wall Street Journal about where we stand right now in the fight for the House of Representatives. I mean, people assume that, well, it's all taken care of. The one thing that isn't taken care of is whether or not Kevin McCarthy is going to get enough support from his own caucus, because a number of Freedom Caucus members, people who are more on the right in the Republican caucus in the House, are not eager that Kevin McCarthy should become Speaker. So there is a discussion now about whether there will be significant opposition. And with the whole makeup of the House so close, the Republicans have now locked up in terms of races that have been conceded, authorized. They have 209 seats in the House. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. There are 37 races to go. They need 218 seats to get a majority, because there are 435 seats in the House. To get a majority, you need 218. So they need to win 9 of the 37 remaining contests that are up in the air. The Democrats need to do much better than that, because they don't have as many seats locked up right now. They have 189, but it's still statistically possible for the Democrats to turn this around, which I'm sure is driving them crazy. The Republicans in the Senate had claimed 49 seats compared with 48 for the Democrats, and they would need to win in at least two of the three remaining states, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, to win a majority. The Democrats don't need to do that well because they have Kamala Harris to break the tie. Today is Veterans Day, and it is a great day to appreciate the incalculable contributions that people in our military have made to sustaining and building this country. And we have a Veterans Day collection that they've just put together at MedVet History Store. And this is history programs that begins with a very detailed account of the crucial battles of the Revolutionary War, where some of the victories for the American side, the side fighting for independence, were clearly miraculous and unusual and intensely dramatic in the sense they could go either way. And this covers the battles of the American Revolution, battles and crucial issues involved with the Civil War. And then a special package also with wars of the 19th century, all of them aside from the Civil War, the War of 1812, the Mexican War, even something on the Spanish-American War, and then the wars of the 20th century, including three big lies about Vietnam. The question about World War I, was it the Great War or America's greatest mistake? And then myths and mistakes that people make about World War II. Now, all of this is available to you at up to 70% off. And you get a special gift for Veterans Day, a gift of a free beer mug, a MedVet beer mug, which will be sent out to you together with the Veterans Day collection. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com to see exactly what's on offer. medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, concerning the history that was just made, headline in the Wall Street Journal is GOP inches closer to House majority. And that's based on current trends, according to the Wall Street Journal. Jessica Taylor, who follows Iowa Senate races for the Cook Political Report, a non-partisan tracker of congressional races, says that based on current trends, I think Democrats will keep both Nevada and Arizona. And Democrats could actually add a seat to their majority. In other words, to come out not just with 50 seats in the Senate, but with 51. Or the Republicans could also win 50 or come out with 51. The Democrats don't need to go beyond 50 seats to get a majority because of that Kamala Harris factor. President Trump spoke out today about the counting of votes that's going on in Clark County, Nevada, which is Las Vegas. It's where most of the votes are in that state. He says Clark County, Nevada, says President Trump, has a corrupt voting system. And he says, be careful, Adam, meaning Adam Laxalt, who is the Republican nominee for Senate, as do many places in our soon-to-be third-world country. That's what President Trump is saying about the United States. Arizona even said by the end of the week, they must want more time to cheat. Carrie Lake must win. By late Thursday afternoon, Ms. Lake was trailing Katie Hobbs by less than one percentage point in the Arizona governor's race. By the way, it's been revised since that observation. It's now 1.4%. She has actually been losing ground rather than gaining it. The results of Tuesday's elections revealed voter anxiety over the highest inflation in four decades, the state of the nation, abortion access, and crime. The voting also showed that the electorate remains polarized following a tumultuous few years marked by political upheaval, economic uncertainty, and a global pandemic. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to really have a change in that pattern? Democrats avoided the worst outcome because their voters came to the polls with high enthusiasm, according to voter surveys, while swing voters often broke in their favor. The election wasn't the strong rejection of President Biden and the Democratic Party that many Republicans had predicted. And then again, this is the Wall Street Journal. Nathan Gonzalez, publisher of Inside Elections, which provides nonpartisan analysis of political campaigns, said his current expectation was that Republicans would win a net of 4 to 11 House seats. If they win 11 House seats, that gives them 220, which is exactly what the Democrats have right now. If they win only 4 House seats, then they fall short. That would be a shock. But is it still possible? It is. All of this depends on these unresolved House seats. Democrats still have a chance to hold the majority, he said. The talk from Republicans about taking away Speaker Pelosi's gavel, that is premature. There's also reason to believe, according to VoteCast, which is this Associated Press examination of the ballots, Election Day showed Biden was not alone in his anxiety about the survival of democracy. 44% of all voters said the future of democracy was their primary consideration, according to AP VoteCast, an extensive survey of more than 94,000 voters nationwide. That included 56% of Democrats and more than a third, 34%, of Republicans. What does that mean exactly? We'll get to it on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, in the background, some music by John Mellencamp, who is the man of the hour because of a presentation that he made of unexpected impact. He made last night at an induction ceremony into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had been asked to perform and then to give a little speech, inducting entertainment lawyer Alan Grubman into the Rock Hall. And he's a famed attorney for artists including Bruce Springsteen and Mariah Carey. He is a longtime friend and client, John Mellencamp is. He took a moment to make his words count concerning this Alan Grubman. And here's what that sounded like last night. On the screen was not on the screen was he welcomed Grubman as a true mensch to the stage to accept his honor, and Mellencamp said, "Alan is Jewish, and I bring that up for one reason. I'm a Gentile, and my life has been enriched by countless Jewish people." And then he said, "I cannot tell you how blanking effing important it is to speak out if you're an artist against anti-Semitism," he continued. "I don't give a F. I don't care what you are. Here's the trick. Silence is complicity. I'm standing here tonight loudly and proudly with Alan, his family, and all my Jewish friends and all of the Jewish people in the world." And then he said, "F anti-Semitism and F anybody who says that it's not important." And Mellencamp's comments came on the heels of incidents over the recent months and years. And one of those incidents was also in the news today. The New York Times is reporting that an 18-year-old man from Middlesex County, New Jersey, was arrested and charged on Thursday with threatening to attack a synagogue and Jews earlier this month, an episode that led the warnings from the FBI in New Jersey of a broad security risk to synagogues in the state. The man was identified as Omar Al-Katul of Sayreville. He shared a document entitled When Swords Collide with several people via social media on November 1st, just a couple of weeks ago, and not even. And Mr. Al-Katul admitted to writing the document, which included inflammatory language about relations between Jews and Muslims, and told the person with whom he shared it that the manifesto was in the context of an attack on Jews. That's a quote, according to prosecutors. A person who received a link to the document from Mr. Al-Katul informed law enforcement officials, according to the charging documents. And obviously, even the guy's a senior in high school. He's 18 years old. He also had remarks about coming in and killing all of his classmates. Do you think it's the right thing to do to inform authorities if somebody is talking about things like that, talking about an attack on Jewish people? In court, the prosecutors detailed how Mr. Al-Katul, a high school senior, sent an online message on September 11th saying, "Do not make fun of 9/11 because 19 good martyrs died on that same day. And in the morning of his arrest, he wants to kill all freshmen in my school." That was something that he had just put out there. So, again, this is one individual, but when these ideas get circulated, they get more and more injected into the national conversation. It's the same thing that happened after Kanye West issued his statements about declaring DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. And right after that, there were banners that appeared over freeways in Los Angeles that said Ye was right about the Jews. And then they projected that at a football game in Jacksonville, Florida. So when the stuff gets repeated endlessly, and this is the problem with Kyrie Irving, the player for the Brooklyn Nets, who knows how much longer he will be there. Phil Knight of Nike went on CNBC and talked about why the company is cutting all ties with Kyrie Irving. Listen, clip 11.
Kyrie stepped over the line. It's kind of that simple. And so he made some statements that we just can't abide by, and that's why we ended the relationship. And, yeah, I was fine with that. Well, I think, you know, obviously Athlete Association has been key from the very beginning. And it's still key that that we work that very hard. We look at who we sign and how much we pay, and we look not only how good the athlete is, but how what his or her character are. And it's not an exact science, but it's a process that we go through with a lot of intensity, with a lot of people sticking their head in it. That's one that, you know, it goes all the way to the CEO, because some of the numbers that are paid are pretty big.
You know, the decision with Kyrie, as you said, he crossed a line. Did he have a chance to step back? Because it seems like the Nets had given him plenty of opportunities to apologize. Was that the same situation?
Yeah, same situation. He was dug in.
So is there no going back at this point? Was that like...
I would doubt that we would go back. But, I don't know for sure.
See, the difficulty for Kyrie Irving was he was promoting on his social media, and he has big social media accounts, a book that involved the idea that anyone who sees himself or herself or our grandparents or great-great-great-grandparents as Jewish is a faker, is an imposter, because there is no connection, he insists, between the Jewish people today and the people who inhabit Israel and the ancient Hebrews in the Bible. And he also is part of that giant fraud that he's trying to expose in this book that he is promoting. The claim is that the Holocaust is also a great big fake. But Kyrie Irving also believes that seeing the Earth as a globe is a great big fake. Here are some of his prior comments on a flat Earth. Listen.
when I started actually doing research on my own and figuring out that there is no real picture of Earth, like there's not one picture of Earth, and we haven't been back to the moon since 1961 or 1969, and you start, and it becomes like conspiracy theory.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, there's no picture that actually shows that the Earth is round. All those pictures are not faked. And the idea that again people would take seriously, fortunately, I think when people hear even a very gifted basketball player like Kyrie Irving talking about a flat Earth, they kind of recognize that it's not credible. But the problem is that so many people. Repeating ancient kinds of conspiracy theories about Jewish people, which are right at the very heart of QAnon, by the way. It's why all of that is so offensive and, frankly, so deeply dangerous. Bellevue, Washington, recently, the city of Bellevue did a good thing, an appropriate thing, and actually adopted a clear definition of anti-Semitism and basically included in anti-Semitism the desire to do harassment, violence, vandalism, hostility, spreading lies and slanders and smears about Jewish people or Jewish institutions, and made the point that some of those anti-Semitic ideas are often applied to people who actually have no Jewish background or involvement at all. Coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be talking this next hour to Catherine Rampell, who's an opinion columnist for the Washington Post. And she talks about democratic denial. She writes about not just the victories for Democrats, and there were some, there were many actually, but some of their big defeats. She says they have no one but themselves to blame. We will be talking about that, and plus big new movies, including Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's a lot of movie there. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. We will tell you whether or not it's worth it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.